I want to thank everyone for coming back, those who are live and those who are on Zoom. And please feel free to speak up, to ask questions, to give ha'aras. And this can be a conversation, hopefully a live and online hybrid conversation. A hybrid conversation about Avodas Hashem, which we began to think about together last week. And there's an idea that I had a chance to share with a couple of you last Shabbos that I think is a very good mafteach. It's a very good opening to the pivot point that we're at right now. We are, in terms of the Sefer, we're almost exactly at the halfway mark of the Ramchal's Hakadama. Thinking for a moment about the last week's Sedra. Last week's Sedra is the central Sedra of Avraham Avinu. This week we're in Chayisar, we're watching the transition, the passing of the Masorah, from passing the baton from Avraham Avinu to Yitzhak Avinu. And last week saw the central Sedra of Avraham. And Rav Zevin, Shlomo Yosef Zevin, the great Lubavitcher Gaon of Yerushalayim in the mid-20th century, Shlomo Zevin points out that when you look at the beginning and the end of Parshas Vayera, look at the beginning and the end of Parshas Vayera, so that the stories that are the bookends at first seem like opposites. You think about the Akedah at the end, a heavy, full of Yira, very tense, there's a lot hanging in the balance, and Torah says explicitly that was a sign of Yiras Hashem. Versus the opening episode of Parshas Vayera, even before the Lot, even before the Besorah about Yitzhak, that there would be a Yitzhak Avinu, the opening episode is the Suda. Avinu walks away from a conversation with the Ribbono Shel Olam in order to be machnas, practice Achnasas Archim. As the three mysterious figures, Ribbono Shel Olam have to go, and he puts together a beautiful suda for them. And that's a story full of light, and a story full of happiness, a story full of Ava. And yet, Rav Zevin points out those two stories, the bookends of Vayera, the Seuda, the Achnasas Archim on the one hand, and the Akedah on the other hand, what they share in common is the fact that in both of them, Avraham Avinu didn't really accomplish anything. Akeda never actually happened. He was okay to him. He wrapped him up. He puts him on the Mizbeach, but he didn't actually shecht him. And in the Achnasas Archim from Malachim, all this rash and all the noise and all the preparation and the Lushi Vasiugos and El Abakarat Zavram and La Maisa, he appears the whole meal for nobody. Malach, they're Malachim. They made a show, Chazal say, of eating. They didn't actually eat anything. So he worked so hard, Malachim didn't eat anything. He worked so hard, he didn't actually shecht Yitzhak. Hello, Davrahu. So Rav Zevin suggests that perhaps the axis that runs through the two stories is exactly that. That there was no accomplishment in a certain sense if you're looking for physical accomplishment. But what there was extraordinary ratzon. That's what HaKadosh Baruch was looking for in both cases. He had a driving desire to practice Achnasas Archim. And he put his heart and soul into it. He had a driving desire to fulfill Dvar Hashem, even if Dvar Hashem was taken into a very scary place, vis-a-vis Yitzhak, his own son, even if Dvar Hashem was taken into a very scary place, vis-a-vis his legacy, and vis-a-vis Ramon Shalom's Havtacha. So it was all about Ratzon. And Rav Zevin suggests that the Torah is highlighting that. And we shouldn't fall into the danger, and we all do sometimes. I'll mute you if you're online only because of background noise. Feel free. Feel free. Feel more than invited to unmute at any point. If you're live, you can also unmute at any point. Please to share ha'aras. So that thread that runs from beginning to end highlights for us the point that the Ramchal is at right now. Such a central point that Ramchal discusses in his Hakdama right here. It's the point that a thousand years ago Rabbeinu Bachya ben Pakuda discusses in the Hakdama of his Sefer Chovos Halvavos. And that is, Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't only want us to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, certainly the Chovas HaIvarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be involved in Avos Hashem on the level, on the behavior level, the do's and don'ts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just as much wants our feeling and our thinking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our inside as much as He wants our outside. And so He says, if that's true, and we'll close today perhaps with a fascinating proof for expression of that idea, of the centrality that we should never make that mistake, even though we so often do. Like, I did the right thing. I showed up to shul, I did this, I did that, you know. Tefillin straps on, straps off, I went through the motions. And sometimes we checked off all the boxes. We checked off the boxes of the Chovas HaEvarim. We didn't check off the boxes of the Chovas HaLevavos. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu absolutely wants both. He wants the Chitzonius, He wants the behavioral expectations, and He wants the inner landscape of a Jew. The Chevan, here we are in the center of the Hakdama. The Chevan shekvar hisames etzel kol chacham, tzorech temimus ha'avoda, v'chovas taharasa, v'nikyona. Every smart Eved Hashem, every wise religious person is going to realize this idea that we've been discussing, that it's absolutely critical to have a wholesome avoda. Not just I'm doing the things I'm supposed to do, but it's tamimus avoda, echovas tarasav v'nikyon, the purity of how we act. What's going on inside? Zulas eila eina nirtzes v'adai klal, el nimeses mituavas. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not thrilled if we're just doing the right things. But the inside, if our avos Hashem is just a shell, an outer shell, ki kol levavos doresh Hashem, v'chol yetzer machshavos humayvin, Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking for the lathe. Rachmana liba boy. So it says, yeah, you know, if we all believe in this idea, and here's once again a pivot that the Ramchal is going to force us to do again and again. You believe in this idea? Of course you believe in the idea. So let's start living it. You remember how we opened last week? At that opening paragraph that seems sort of like, not sure what to do with it. I'm not going to tell you chidushim, everything to tell you already know. It all looked like it was just... He was just being humble. And he opened up, oh yeah, I'm not telling you any great chidushim. And he said it's, you know, some would say tongue-in-cheek, it's the only lie in the whole sefer. He has plenty of chidushim. And it seems like he's being very modest. But there's an enormous amount of truth in it. Because so much of what he's going to help us is in, yeah, you know this, okay, so now let's live it. So of course we believe that Avos Hashem isn't just about the do's and the don'ts, isn't just about the actions, it's about the inside. Well, then let's look ourselves in the mirror. If you all believe in this, ma nanal biyama tochecha. So then how are we going to respond when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's time for din v'cheshbon? In his rashalum and ha'iyan hazeh. How are we going to, and he says, how would we respond if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to come knocking and say, Beryl? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Getzel. I'm not sure. I wouldn't want to use anyone's actual name. There are a lot of people here. So I'm pretty sure we have no Getzels in the crowd. So Getzel is a safe name. The Rosh Hashanah says, Getzel. His Rashalnum and Ha'iyan Azeh. We've been misrashel. We haven't put an energy into understanding it. Look, it's hard. Of course it's hard to have Pimius. But we haven't even put in the... How would we explain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu why we didn't even put in the time to think about it? If this is so important. If it's... Davashu kolkach mutal aleinu, shu ikar ma'ashem lokeinu dorosho ayam eitanu. Hayitachin could it be? Yigav yamal sechlein. Let's ask ourselves this question. Yigav yamal... We have spent plenty of time on other things. Baruch Hashem. Yigav yamal sechlein b'chakir shalun l'ischayavnu ba. We've invested a lot of mental energy into questions that we're not as mechuyev to think about. Pilpulim asher lo yetze lanu shum pri mehem. V'dinim asher einam shayachim lanu. As Ramchal writes in the other, we mentioned last week, the other version, the more dramatic conversational version of Mesilas Yesharim, where the chassid says to the chacham, so you spent to explain this to me. And essentially the point he's making it too. So he says, explain this to me. You've read 1,000 shayos and tshuvas in Hilchos Sukkah. and zero shayos and tshuvas on Hilchas Avos Hashem. And Sukkah comes up once a year, and Avos Hashem is every week of the year. He says, how does that make sense? Really, what was such a profound chiyuv all the time, every day? That's just a question of, oh, let's go with whoever we know. And now he starts to dig in. What's yira? Certain believe in having Yira Shemaim. Are you Yari Shemaim? That's certainly a question we would want to be able to say a resounding yes to. Right? The opening page of Shulchan Aruch. Aruch Chaim Siman Aleph. Shavisi Hashem Lanag Disamid. Ramaz quotes at length about having Yira Shemaim. Quotes the Rambam, the Maror Nevuchim. This is literally the first page of Shulchan Aruch. And for good reason. This is the opening topic. And where are we? Where are we? Again, he's not even saying where are we in terms of doing. This is hard stuff. Maskin. This is the work of a lifetime. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishem should bless us with many healthy years and decades to be able to do this long-range work. But are we on track to be... is there a plan? Is there honestly, I know that word has a lot of... many layers, it's fraught with many layers the last couple weeks. But I mean this not at all in any... political sense whatsoever. What is our plan? So we believe in Yerushalayim. It's hard to get there. Good. Hard to get there. If I start step one, it's going to have to get to step 100. It's going to be hard work. Tov. Adam Amal Yuma. Good. As the Mishnah says in the Pirkei Avos, we know it well. Lo alecha malacha ligmar v'yotrai shai libat alamena. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect us to finish, but it doesn't, just because there's so much to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect us to finish, but neither should we therefore not even have started. And step one, and here's another major, so it's going to be coming back again and again and again, but step one starts in the brain. Step one of Sof Masa Machshav Atchila, we're going to be going places in Eretz Hashem, and to begin with the planning, it's to begin with the learning. And this he wraps around to what we saw last time, the major thesis of the major point of the Hakdama, which began to see last time he's going to move forward with, and then we're going to make it Lamaisa today, is Avos Hashem is something that requires real thinking. And there's a tremendous amount of intellectual depth to Avos Hashem. That just as he said last time, science and technology, there's so much to study. And even within Talmud Torah, there's so much intellectual depth in Halacha, and in Lamdas, and in Tanakh, and in Medrash, there's incredible intellectual depth in Avos Hashem, in the study of Musar. Because we believe in Yira, but if we haven't put our minds, the sharp minds with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us, to know what does it actually mean to have Yira Shemayim? Remember he said last time, yeah, people think all these like ridiculous things, that being a very religious person is rolling the snow and fasting a lot, and sort of just self-deprecation. Okay. So what actually is it? Well, we're only going to discover if we start studying. What's your what are its parts? Eich nikna osa. How are we going to get it? Eich nimalit min haheva haolami ha-meshakech osa milibeinu. And how we avoid the pitfalls. And that, Rabbo said, by the way, is the those four points. What is it? Details. How do we get it? And how do we avoid the pitfalls? Those are the four steps in a practical system of growth. And we're going to see from Perek Beis and on of the Sefer, he's going to take piece by piece of Avos Hashem and go through that system. What is it? Details. How do we get it? And what are the pitfalls? If you actually are serious about it, let's study it in theory and let's study it in practice. How do we get it? How do we avoid the pitfalls? He goes on this paragraph. The same thing for Ava. Love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We certainly believe in love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe that it should be there. So we need to learn it. We need to learn how do we do Ava? What is it and how do we do it? I would love to feel connected to Ribbono Shel'olam. We all want that. Or maybe as some of our Rebbeim would say, or at least I want to want. Right? But certainly that's like an image, right? To be a Davik Hashem, whatever that looks like exactly, but of course I want to be connected. So again, that I want connected sounds like a very new phrase, but that's not something that was cooked up in the last 20, 30 years. That's Pesukim in the Chumash. Uvosid Bakun. could be connected to Rav Hashem. That's a pasuk in the Chumash. It's one of the basic aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations of our pnimius, to be connected, and that's what we intuit that we want that. Well, why do you think you would be connected to Ribbono Shalom? Why do we think we would be on fire inside? Hislatos benaf shoseinu. We want this. Well, yeah, imlo nisha. If we're not going to study, it's not going to come. So let's figure this out. Taharas ha-machshava, to have more pure minds. Of course we want to have a purer mind. But eich titar machashavteinu, imlo nishtadil in akosim in amumim shematba teva gufani. But why would we think we would have taharas ha-machshava if we're not going to put in the work, roll up our sleeves, and put in the elbow grease of cleaning our minds of the mumin shemata ba teva gufani? Let's just let that phrase linger for a moment. The blemishes that our nature naturally gives it. Yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I've shared with some of you in the past, Rabbi Elimelech Goldberg of Detroit, of Southfield, Michigan, a perfect God created an imperfect world perfectly. This world is by design imperfect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to be talking about that more when we get to Perek Aleph, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed us and designed our environment such that we're not perfect by nature, and therefore we have the ability of opportunities to grow. So that's amazing. But there are great opportunities. Let's take them. So let's study what are the mumin, and let's study how we can get beyond that. This is what we want. He says, okay, if that's what you want, so we need to do this. Tikkun amidus. He says, this whole laundry list of where we wish we could be. He says, guess what? If you're feeling like, yeah, these are all the things I want. I want to have Yiras Hashemayah. I want to be connected to Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to have better midos. I want to have a more pure mind. So if those are the things you want, that's amazing. Welcome to the club of people who want to want the right things. He says, welcome in. And now you got to take step one. Step zero was you're basically a decent religious person. You want the right things. Gevaldik. Imi yananu. And there is what to do. This is not a negative rant, by the Ramchal. He says, if we're not going to do anything, so then we're just going to be sort of stuck in this rut of, I'm a good guy and I have these great dreams. He says, but you don't have to be stuck in that rut. Imi yananu ha-adavar iyan amiti. Says, let's use a sefer. So let's actually begin to learn about, let's learn Avodas Hashem Be'iyun. If we do, hayinu motzi'imo sa'al mito, then over time we'll begin to discover these ideas for real. Mitivin latzmenu. Wow. We'll do ourselves an incredible tova. This is doable. Melamdim osa lacherim umitivin lem gamke. And guess what? As we grow, as we learn, and things begin to make more sense, and we begin to change in ways that we previously maybe only dreamt of. So not only are we doing ourselves a favor, but then we can share our insights with others, and we can do this, pay this favor forward to other people as well, to close this argument that he's been making, that Avodas Hashem is something that we could, that needs serious study, and that we could be ma'ayin into, and that will really pay rich dividends. He says one last raya. A pasuk in Mishlei. If you're looking for the spot, different people have different editions. But he's about to quote Mishlei Perek Beis. In Tivakshan, this is a pasuk that if you have a Talmud Gemara, you don't need a Mishlei. The Talmud Gemara, I think you can open up to the front inside cover, and they print this pasuk as a decorative pasuk in the opening, as soon as you open your Gemara. In Tivakshan, Kekesef, Uchemat Monun Tach Besena, Shlomo says. If you'll seek it out like silver, if you're looking for it the way you would look for a hidden treasure, then you'll come to understand it. So you might actually have to seek it. You have to work. Then you'll come to understand what? Oz tavin yiras Hashem. Then you'll come to understand yiras Shemayim. And no omer oz tavin philosophia. He doesn't say if you work really hard, then you'll become a philosopher. Oz tavin techuna, oz tavin refua. You work really hard, you become a doctor. That's certainly true. And some of us can speak from personal experience. Right? And that's all true. And yet, Shlomo, the wisest of all men, what's the discipline that he says, this really requires a lot of mental work. It doesn't say halacha. It doesn't say, it says yiras Hashem. If we want to really even understand the inner aspects of avodas Hashem, we're going to have to work hard. We're going to have to work hard. Oh. Quotes a pasuk in Iyov. Hein yiras Hashem hi chachma. Hein, the Gemara interprets in Shabbos, is one. The ultimate number one chachma is yiras Hashem. The number one chachma. So this must be, he says, clearly, he wouldn't call it the number one chachma if there was no iyun to it, if there was no depth. So clearly, if up until this point it's been we believe in all these things. Clearly, there's and we're wondering how come we haven't accomplished. I'm already 30 years old, 40 years old, 80 years old, 119 years old, and I haven't achieved these dreams. He says, well, we need to start learning. We need to start learning. And he says, if we'll start learning, Mishi is bonin bam, if we actually spend time thinking in focus driven ways, methodical ways, we'll see ein chasidus tali va'osam advarim shiyachshu ha'mischastim ha'tipshim. It's not deep ambitious of avos Hashem being profoundly frum, isn't it about narishkeit? Mischastim ha'tipshim, the things that people who think they're being chassidim, people who think they're being so frum, by really just being silly, that's not what it's about, but rather, divrei shleimus amiti v'chachma rab. So he says, if we're going to learn, we're going to find something that's intellectually satisfying and transformative. Oh. And now he says, okay, I hope I've convinced you. I hope I've convinced you, says Ramchal. The major thrust of my Hakdama, this Avos Hashem is something that requires real iyun. Avos Hashem is something that requires real learning. If we could really learn it and put aside our prejudices that there's no tifkeit here. If I really want to learn bi'iyun, it has to be Bas B'chal. If I want to learn bi'iyun, it has to be Taurus. It has to be urology. It has to be chemical engineering. Those are all iyunim, and this is even more iyun. So if you're bought in, he says, okay. So let's get to work. I've convinced you? Fantastic. The first thing we're going to do, if this is intellectually demanding discipline, if we're going to go about this like we mean it, so the first thing we need, if we're going to do this in an intellectually rigorous way, the first thing to do is define our terms. Okay? Let's study Avos Hashem. What is Avos Hashem? That's the first question we should ask ourselves. What's even the scope of study? What are we trying to understand? So we threw out a lot of bits and pieces. And he already mentioned Vekas, he mentioned Yira, I mentioned Chasidus. But this is sort of like scattershot. Like, Tachlis, let's define Avos Hashem. So, what are we studying? So he says, one of the only times in all of Chumash that there's a question outside of narrative. Of course, Eliezer is talking to Rivka, so there'll be questions and answers. But outside of the story parts of Chumash, one of the only direct questions is a pasuk in Parashas Ekev, where Moshe Rabbeinu asks exactly this question. Take a look, please, a few lines down in the Hakdama. If you're looking for the spot, you'll see a maramakam to Devarim Perek Yud. V'hu Masha Moshe Rabbeinu al v'asham al amdeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us this. When he says, Ati Yisrael, Moshe l'kech ha'sholem eimach. He says, listen up, Jews. Ati Yisrael. What is that? Mamash asks the question. Moshe Hashem l'kech ha'sholem eimach. What does God want of us? There you go. Black on white, a pasuk in Ekev. You want to know what Avos Hashem consists of? Moshe Rabbeinu raises that very question, and he lays out a five-part answer. That's the way the Ramchal looks at those psukim. He says, you open up a chumash, you take a look, Perek Yud of Devarim, starting from pasuk Yud Beis. Kan kolal kol chelke shleimus ha'avodah ha'nirtis l'Hashem yizbarach. He says, in those couple of lines of Parshas Ekev, the psukim encompass all the parts of a complete avoda. Hanirtzis Hashem Yisbarach, the type of avoda, the type of living that God is interested in us having. And what are they? Five parts. Number one, he says, the pasuk says, Yiras Hashem. Number two, Lalechaz Bechal Drachav, to go in His ways. Number three, Ahava. Number four, Shleimus Halev, La'avda Bechal Vavchal Nafshachem. To worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu wholeheartedly, with whole heart. And number five is Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos, keeping all the mitzvahs. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, there you go. So, and now, he says, now we can get started. And now you can ask yourselves questions, which we will begin to take up next time. Next time, Mishnah will be our last Vod on the Hakdama. He's going to begin to ask, okay, so let's actually talk about it. So what is Yira? What does it mean? God wants us to be, you're a bad Jew because you're not shivering. You're shuckling a little bit. You're not shivering. No one here is shivering. Can't tell on Zoom. But those who have their video on seem to be sitting there pretty calmly. Right? Who's shivering? Yira. We should be theophobic. No? Or not? Well, what does it mean to have Yira Shemayim? What does it mean to walk in Hashem's ways? What does it mean to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? Got a card? American greetings, I love God. But what does this mean? These are basics. We'll close for now with this. And we're going to get Mirsham next time. Again, he says, now that we're ready to study, so we have to define our terms. And he's going to have the beginnings of fascinating definitions. But I want to leave you with the following for now. We'll pick up with the definitions of the first four next time. Yira, Halicha B'drachav, Ava, Shleimus HaLev. The last one seems like it's pretty straightforward. Keeping the mitzvahs. Okay, well, we know what that means. Keeping the mitzvahs. He doesn't raise this point in the standard Mesilas Sharim, but in the manuscript version, he does. He raises the following simple question. If I asked you, what's your favorite dessert, and you said pistachio ice cream, Rocky Road ice cream, and ice cream, something's a little funny there. Right? The last one encompasses all the first. Ava, Yira, Halich V'drachav, and keeping all the mitzvahs. Well, Ava and Yira also mitzvahs. So what's that last one? All the mitzvahs includes everything. So what the Ramchal suggests in the manuscript version is that the last item is talking about Chovas Ha'ivarim. The first four, going back to how we started, the first four are Chovas Ha'alavavas. Yira and Ava, Shleimus Halev, Halich HaBedrach, which next time is Midos. The last one, keep all the mitzvahs, keep all the physical mitzvahs. And he says the following, and with this we wrap back to where we started. He says, Gevalt. It means the way the Pasuk organizes all of those Hashem, it unpacked the Chovas HaLevavos into four separate parts and packed up all the Chovas HaEvarim into one part. In other words, the way Rav Hashem chose to organize everything in this basic statement of Chovas Hashem is such that 80% of the list is Chovas HaLevavos and 20% of the list is Chovas HaEvarim. A reminder that as important as Chovas HaEvarim are, and they certainly are critical to do the right thing, Harelacha, how important the pinimius expectations of a Jew are. And Mitzvah next time, thank you so much for joining. Gedavim Ma'ariv now. And Mitzvah next time, we're actually going to begin doing the work to define the aspects of Hashem and then figure out how we can make those l'maisa. Shkoyach.
Thank you.
Thank you.